This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf Shavua. We're learning Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We learned that in general the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. However, there are three notable exceptions that the halacha is like Reish Lakish. The first one was regarding Bias v'Chalitzas Mu'uberes, that we paskin like Reish Lakish, Chalitzas Mu'uberes, Loishma Chalitza. Secondly, regarding the halacha, that we know that if you do, you're, the only way around the halacha that all the children get equal portions of the Yerusha with the Bechar getting a double portion is if somebody gives a matana mechayim. In other words, if you give a gift while you're still alive, then you could give all children equally and the Bechar doesn't have to get double. However, if you use a lashon of Yerusha, then you cannot overcome the Dinei Torah because you're being masna al mashakasa b'Torah. The Torah says Bechar gets double, everybody else gets an equal share. So if you use a lashon of Yerusha, then you cannot make this gift mechayim. What if you use a lashon of Matana and Yerusha? Then the lashon of Matana overcomes the lashon of Yerusha. However, if you say Matana to one and Yerusha to another, so while some Amoraim hold that as long as you use a lashon of matana to someone, that overrides the Dinei Torah that the Bechar gets double. Nevertheless, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that you must use the lashon of matana to each person. If you use Yerusha to one and matana to another, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that the lashon of matana will not help you overcome the lashon of Yerusha. Now we're going to see the third instance where we say that we paskin like Reish Lakish. We're up to Ve'idach, the third line on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Ve'idach, we learned in a brisa that really it should say Ve'idach Detanya, it should say. Detanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Hakoisev kol nechasav levnoi la'achar moisai. If you write all your possessions to your son after your death, after his death. Meaning you say, I'm giving you everything from today and after death. What does the father mean? The father means you own the actual land today and the produce you don't own until I die. So in the interim, the father owns the payrois, but the kid owns the karka. Okay, you got it? So that's the lashon of la'achar misa. Ha-koisev kol nechasav levnoi la'achar misa. One who writes all his possessions to his son after death. So he's basically giving the kid the real estate, mechayim, and the produce, la'achar misa. So now the question is, what if in the interim somebody wants to sell it? You hear the case? Somebody's writing his nechasim to his son after his death. So in the meantime, the father owns the payrois, but the kid owns the real estate. Ha'av eno yachal limkar. The father is not able to sell. Why? The kid owns it. It's the kid's karka. So someone who writes his nechasim to his son after death, the father cannot sell because he's giving it, he gave it to his son. He gave the son the real estate. How are you supposed to sell real estate that you don't own? You just own the fruits. But the kid can't sell it because the father has rights of usage. What happened? So nobody could sell it. Machar ha'av. If the father sold it, so what do we say? What's halach if the father sold it? Mechurin, it's sold to the buyer that the buyer could consume the fruits as long as the father's alive. But once the father dies, then, in other words, the father gave everything to the kid. He gave the kid the land and he gave the kid the fruits after the father dies. So we say as follows. If the father sold it, it's sold until the father dies. Machar haben, if the son sells it, then ein lekech klum, the buyer doesn't get anything, because right now the rights of the fruits belongs to the father. Ad sheyom b'sa'av, until the father dies. So if the father sells it, the buyer gets the fruits until the father dies. If the kid sells it, the buyer doesn't get anything until the father dies. V'idmar. So, right, okay, so we got that clear. The father sells it, he's selling his fruits until he dies. If the kid sells it, the buyer gets nothing until the father dies, because in the meantime, it's the father's fruits. V'idmar, we learned. Machar haben b'chaye ha'av. If the son sold it in the lifetime of the father. So he said if the son sold it in the lifetime of the father, the buyer doesn't get anything. And now, umeis haben. The son sold it in the lifetime of the father, so he wasn't selling anything, and the son died. B'chai av in the lifetime of the father. And then the father dies. So the son sold something that one day he would be able to sell. The problem is, he sold it and the son died, and then the father inherited it, and the son died, b'chaya av, Rabbi Yochanan amar loy kana lekach, the buyer doesn't get anything. Because basically, what is the son selling? Nothing. He didn't know, he couldn't sell the fruits, it belonged to the father. And the son died, b'chayu av, and then the father died. Rabbi Yochanan's of the opinion the son did not sell anything, and the buyer did not acquire anything. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, kana loikeach, the buyer acquired. The buyer gets it. Even though at the time the son sold it, the buyer didn't get anything, because he's selling fruits and the son doesn't own the fruits. But he is selling his ultimate right in it. And then one day when the father dies, the loikeach owns it. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan amar loikana loikeach. Rabbi Yochanan says the buyer doesn't get anything because the father owned the fruits and he's considered the main owner, kinyan peiros kekinyan haguftami. The ownership of fruits is like the ownership of the actual item. And therefore, when the son sold, basically what was the son selling? He was selling the real estate, but the father owned the fruits. So that means the father was the real owner. Father was the real owner, the son could not sell anything in the lifetime of the father. Reish Lakish Amar Kano Loikeach. Reish Lakish says that the buyer did purchase something. Because the son was the real owner, because the kinyan peiros lav kinyan haguftami, and we paskin like Reish Lakish, that if the son sold b'chayi ho'av, and then the son died, and then the father died, the sale is a sale, kinyan peiros lav kinyan haguftami. Okay? Weiter. Now we proceed in the Holy Gemara. We go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you marry Yevama and she turned out to be pregnant, and ein vlad ben kayama yikayim, which according to Rabbi Yochanan means you hit the jackpot, you keep her. The yibum you did was a good yibum because bias mubarash shma bia. Reish Lakish says no, bias mubarash lav shma bia. However, you stay with her. There was zika, and you remain with her. Midi Dahava Toysa says Akatan Shabal Yavimtoy, where we say Tigadlenu. And on Sunday in the Eon Shir we discussed the Toysis is saying this is like a Katan Shabal Yavimtoy. Other Rishonim have a different take on it. Alan asked last time, L'chaira, it's Eishas Ach Shaloi B'makah Mitzvah. So Tosfos says, no, the only reason it's not a Bia, the Rajba says, the only reason it's not a Bia is because it says Ubein Einloi, and she's pregnant. But there was Zika, and therefore it's not considered living with an Eishas Ach Shaloi B'makah Mitzvah. Ayin Sham Torah Anytime, where we read that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky basically learns that you need the Rajba and you need Tosfos. Remember correctly that basically there are two questions. Question number one is, since you're pater from Yibum, she's an erva of an Eishas Ach, and even if you're not pater from Yibum, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, so she should be asur al Eishas Ach, ayin sham in the Tosfos and the Rajba. But the bottom line is Reish Lakish holds the first bia was not good, but you need to do a second bia. Yekayim means yachzer v'yivo v'yekayim. Right? You got the case. You did bia to muberes. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion you got it good because it turned out to be the child is not viable. And Reish Lakish holds, even though it's not considered living with an Eishas Ach, but lamaisa the halacha is that you are, it's considered a good bia, and therefore you do bia again. Yachzer v'yival v'yakayim. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. Tana mishum Reb Elazar. Everything we learned so far is the opinion of the Chachamim, but not everybody agrees with the Chachamim. Who doesn't agree with the Chachamim? Tana mishum Reb Elazar amru yoytzi begat. Right, very nice. You did Yibum. And the Yibum's effective. And now, guess what? You got to divorce her. The opinion of Rebbe Elazar, you got to divorce her. You know why you have to divorce her? Because you're not supposed to do Yibum to a pregnant lady. And if you took a chance, she could have had a viable kid. And if it would have been a viable kid, you would have been living with an Eishas Ach. So you weren't very nice. You did it. And it was effective. You guessed right. You won the lottery. You won the mega billions, whatever you won. But you weren't allowed to play the game. So since you played the game wrongfully, you have to get divorced. That's the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. Yoytzi beget.
But you wouldn't do bia again. You wouldn't do bia again. You just write on the spot, have to divorce her, right?
You gotta write on the spot, divorce her. Now, does that fit in according to everyone? Rashi says, what does it mean you divorce her? Even though the Vlad was not viable, kain sinon le, we knas you. What does that mean, we knas you? We, diyotzi beget, you are divorced with a get, mishum de nichna, you have to go out with a get, because you entered safek iser eshasach, ay igloi milsa lemafreya, that you did a good yibum. Fine, but you now have to give a get, and no chalitza needed. Now, wait a second. The Rishonim ask, no chalitza needed only makes sense in Rabbi Yochanan, because you did a good bia, and the bia was effective, and the yibum was effective, so now you have to divorce her. Not because there was anything wrong with the yibum, just because we want to punish you for taking the chance. But in Reish Lakish, you didn't even do Yibum yet. The Yibum is not effective. So if the Yibum is not effective, then why does it say, Yoytzi Beget, L'chayra, you have to give some kind of Chalitza. Because you're not, you never consummated a Yibum, Reish Lakish holds. Bias mu baras loishma bia. So the simple pshat is, it means Reish Lakish is Yekayim. In Reish Lakish, basically what you do is you do Bia again. The second Bia after the kid is not alive is a good Yibum, after which you have to do give a get because we knas you. That's Pashup Shat in what the Gemara is saying in the way Reish Lakish would learn it. That Rav Elazar says you have to divorce her. Amar Rava said, Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, Amru Davar Echad. Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, they both say the same thing. Rav Elazar had Amrin, Rav Elazar that which we said, that since you took a wrong chance, so you gotta give a get. How about Rav Meir? Rav Meir de Tanya, Rav Meir that which we learned in Rabbi Sol. You saw the move, Beres Chavir Menek Eschoy. The halacha is you know how to get married to a woman who's pregnant or a woman who's nursing. Because if you get married to her, then you might impregnate her again, and it's going to jeopardize the first pregnancy. Or you might, if she's nursing, it's going to ruin her milk. So you're not allowed to get married, midrabanan, to muberes chaveri, a woman who's pregnant, or a woman who's nursing. And vimnasa, if you married her, yoitzi, you have to divorce her. Vloyachser lamas, you can never take her back, divrei Rav Meir. That's the shita of Rav Meir. Lechachamim oimrim, yoitzi. Chachamim say, no, you just separate from her, we'll see how. Once she gives birth and she finishes nursing, when it comes time to remarry her, don't knas so much. They say you can't stay with her while she's nursing or pregnant, but you could take her back. Rav Meir says you can't take her back. Says Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, who says that since you were miyabim a woman who was a muberse, you were not allowed to, you have to divorce her. That is consistent with Rav Meir, who says if you marry a muberes or menekes chaveroi, you have to divorce her, you can never take her back. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said, Memai, who told you Rav Lezer and Rav Meir have to agree to each other? Dilmalohi, maybe it's not true. Ad kan lo yikam Rav Lezer hacha. Rav Lezer only said over here you have to get divorced. Mishum de kapaga b'isra ishas achdai raisa. Because you took a really bad chance. You took a chance on an isra dai raisa of isra ishas achme dai raisa. That kind of chance, we say, Charlie, what are you doing? Not that his name is definitely Charlie, even if his name is not Charlie. We still say, what are you doing? Because you're entering a possibility of Isser Eishas Achdai Raisa. Avil Hasam, but marrying Mu'uberes Chaveroi or Meinekes Chaveroi, which is only Isser Durabanan, because you're going to jeopardize the pregnancy or the nursing, so maybe Rebbe Lezer would say, we don't kenas you. Avil Hasam Durabanan, Krabanan Tzvirlei. Maybe Rebbe Lezer would hold like Durabanan, that surely while she's pregnant or nursing, you can't stay with her, but once that's over, you could take her back. Inami, or you could flip it the other way. Ad kan loy kama Rav Meir hasam. Maybe Rav Meir only knas says if you marry muberes chaveroi meinekes chaveroi ela mishum derabanan, because it's an isra derabanan. And if it's an isra derabanan, you know the rabbis are prone to be violated. The rabbis are very susceptible to be treated lightly. So Rav Meir has to enforce the din derabanan. Chacham asu l'chizik l'dvarim, and the rabbis made a strengthening to their words. Yoyser mishal Torah, more than the Torah law. Aval hacha, but over here, midoy raisa, where you're dealing with the din derabanan, you don't have to uphold it. Mifrish parshi mina, we don't have to uphold such a law because people will separate it on their own and people will know not to be miyabim muberes chaveroi. Next shtickle. The Chachamim are of the opinion that if you live with Muberes Chaver Menekes Chaveroi, you separate until the time comes to get back together. Does that mean you separate, or do you have to actually divorce her? It says, Gemara Mar Rava, O Derecham Yoitziya Beget. You have to divorce her with a get. Amar Mar Zutra said, Dekanami, this is also evidenced by the following. Diktani, it says, Yoitzi, you take her out, you remove her. Veloi Katani, Yafrish, it doesn't say you separate. That implies you might see her with a get. Shema Mina, Amar Le Ravashi, Rav Oishia, Breid Ravidi. New Gemara. Sruli, ready for New Gemara?
I'm with you, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay. That's what I was hoping for. Okay. So we have a new Gemara. Michael, you were asking about this yesterday regarding a Nafel. You know, at what point in time do we know that a child is not a nafel? Are we suspicious? In other words, the halacha is that if a woman has a kid, I don't think she has to wait 30 days to go marry. If a woman has a kid, we assume the kid's going to be viable and she's not going to be a bar yibum. Especially if she gave birth in full term. In other words, a woman who gives birth after 9 months and the kid's 15 days old, she can marry Lashuk. She's not stuck to the Yavam, oh, maybe the kid will die. We don't have to worry. Chazaka.
But why do we do a pion at 30 days? Isn't that the whole reason why we wait 30 days to do the pion?
What 30 days?
When a firstborn of a person, when a woman had their first son that comes, we have to wait 30 days before we do the pinyon with the Kohen, right?
Oh, the pinyon?
Yeah. And that's for that reason, because the child is not viable, so we have to give it 30 days to make sure that the son is viable.
Oh, maybe because Bracha Levatala is a Da'iraisa, according to the Rambam, so we don't want to make, we're very scared of Bracha Levatala. But for halachic purposes, I don't think we're choshesh that the child maybe is not a Ben Kayama. Let's see. Okay, I hear your point. Amalei Rav Asher Boishia Breid Ravidi Hasam Tnan. We learned over there. Rav Shingam Li Oimer Kol Shasha BaAdam Lamed Yoim Eino Nefel. Any among humans, if the kid survives 30 days, he's not a Nefel. Loisha, but if the kid doesn't make it 30, in other words, if kid dies day 32, he's a viable kid. Even though it sounds strange, I mean, there's no cause of death. So why would you say he's a viable kid? No, he's a viable kid. But if the kid is 15 days old, it's a suffix. In other words, 32 days old, he's not an Nefel, and he paters the mother from Chalitza. But if he's 15 days old, it's a suffix. In other words, if a kid dies after 15 days, Leilenu, you can't do Yibum, because the kid might have been viable. But you do chalitza because the kid might not be viable. Rashi says sveiko, v'chaylat says sloimis yabemis. However, says Rashi, that's only if you're not sure if the kid was born in full term. However, says Rashi, amazing chiddush, if the kid is born after 9 months and died on day 3, the mother's pater from yibum, vada is not an eifel. You hear this? The whole idea that you need 30 days to determine the kid's not a Nefel is only the kid's born after 7 or 8 months, and the kid's born after 9 months, and he lives 2 hours, he's not a Nefel. The mother's pater from Yibam. That's Rashi quoting a Gemara Nida. So that's what we just discussed. Now, that's interesting halacha. The whole possibility of Nefel is only if the kid was not born to full term. Now, Vidmar, we learned, Meis b'toich lamed yoim. If the kid died within 30 days, v'amda v'niskatsha. So the kid died within 30 days. So now the kid might be a Nefel, might not be a Nefel. We don't know. If the kid's a Nefel, the mother's not to get married. If the kid's a Ben Kayama, the mother's allowed to get married. V'amdam niskatsha. So this mother really should not have gotten married over here. She needed to get chalitza. Ravina mishmei de Rava. Amar Ravina, the name of Rava, said him, Eishas Yisraeli, chalatzas. If the woman is the wife of Yisrael, she has to get chalitza from the Yavam, because if she gets chalitza, she won't be asur to her husband, because a Yisrael is allowed to marry a chalutza. V'meishas koyeni, however, if she married a koyen, ain't a chalutza, she's not getting chalitza, because requiring chalitza is going to asser her to her husband. Yeah? So in other words, this woman, her husband died. Then she had a kid, and the kid died within 30 days. And then she gets married. We say, hey, lady, you need chalitza, but if you married a koyen, then we're not going to make you get chalitza, because then you're not going to be able to stay with your husband anymore. That's what Rava said. Rav Mishar Shia Mishmei de Rava Amar, no, achazu achzu chalatzas. Doesn't matter who she's married to. The woman needs chalitza because the kid might not be a Ben Kayama. Aye, she's going to have to get divorced from her husband, so be it. So basically, Ravina said the name of Rava, Eishas Kayin doesn't need chalitza. Rav Mishar Shia said the name of Rava, Eishas Kayin needs chalitza. Amarle, Ravina Rav Masharshia, Ravina said to Rav Masharshia, you didn't get the story right. Ba'orta Amarava Achi. In the nighttime when you went to Shir, you went to the 9:15 PM Shir, Rava Taka said, the woman doesn't need chalitza. Uvitzafra Hadarbe. In the morning he changed his mind. Rava changed his mind that the Aishas kind still needs chalitza. So Rav Misharshia says, excuse me, just the opposite. Ravina said to Rav Misharshia, Rava was machmir in the night to say that you need chalitza, and by the time the morning came, he changed his mind, and he said, you don't need chalitza by Eshes Kayin. So Ravina said, so Rav Misharshia said, excuse me, really? Sharitu. Rava mattered in the morning. Maybe he also mattered forbidden fats in the morning. Yeah, like, nice try. You know, but the rabbi said it's asr. Nah, he said it's asr when you were there. As soon as you left, he said it was mutter. I know the rabbi said pig is also mutter when I left, huh? Right, that's the classic thing. You know, you missed the heter. What else did the rabbi matter when I missed it? Amar le Sharitu, yeh Rava. May it be the will of God, the Tishteru Af Tarba, that he mattered fat as well. Okay, we'll continue with this Bezos Hashem. Next week's schedule, Tuesday and Thursday. Okay, got it? Tuesday and Thursday. Next week, Gemara, Tuesday night, Thursday night. Okay, we're going to do a little Ionel. You could stay at your own risk. It's going to try to be a very brief on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, on the din of Kala Oila Liyibam Oila L'Chalitza.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.